First of all, is Larry Pinks a Human a concept, project, or a band?
So it starts with music, so it's definitely a band, but we're really into the whole concept, the artwork, the visuals, everything. So glue it all together, and that's Larry Pink the Human. But we start with the music, and then, yeah, work from there.
Besides the music, you also introduce some characters. For example, a balloon with a sad face on it. Do you plan to create a different kind of characters, or will be there an evolving of the characters that you already use?
Laurie, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, like, we've kind of dabbled with a few sort of imagery-based characters. So we've got the balloon, and then we did a video for Might Delete Later where the sort of guy dressed as Batman is interacting with the balloon. It was kind of just a place for us to start when we were, like, making the music over the last 2 years, and we're trying to work out how it was going to be birthed into the world, because Jolien and I's backgrounds are quite, were sort of already established in our own realms, and we wanted it to stand apart from what we did separately. So having the concept of the balloon was kind of like a start point of where we were at. We were trying to make music that was going to be sort of on soundtracks, things that could, like, go on films or series or games, or, and that balloon gave us this identity to almost, like, map music out to. And now, as time's gone on, we've sort of just become a fully fledged band/project, especially with lockdown. But really, the balloon was just an entry point. We've used other characters, though, like, we've got the sad angel, and, you know, the art's really important to us. So the fact that there are lots of characters along the way gives us other things to experiment with.
Another band that is really connected to characters is Gorillaz. They even create a whole world around it. Did they influence your concept of the band?
Yeah, I mean, Gorillaz are really inspiring for loads of reasons. That being one of them, and obviously they took the visual thing to the next level with the 3D animation and everything. So yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, we're definitely inspired by it, but I think also in the same breath, we're sort of more into what we're doing and the artwork side of things, and not so preoccupied by having a character for everything. But they're cool for sure. I mean, yeah, can't deny it.
The next question is for Jolien. You already did a lot of things. You do music videos, you are a songwriter, musician, and a very successful producer. How different is the work with your own band as a musician?
It's different for sure. When you're working as a band, you have a sort of momentum that you have to keep up, because once you start releasing material, you want to just keep putting more material out, and, you know, new songs and interviews and all these other things and gigs that are coming up. So I think the momentum is really different, and you really have to dive right in. Whereas with my production work and videos and so on, they come and go over the year. If they're not, it's not always the same thing. With a band, it's just you're in it the whole time. And it's also just great being working with Laurie and just committing to a project totally, which lasts hopefully many years. So it's like a bigger vision overall. So yeah, I really like that element of it, just really kind of committing to the whole process. So that way it's different for sure. But it's still loads of work, you know. Same work.
The project started as Laurie came up to you with 10 songs that he wrote. What was your first thought of the songs that he showed to you?
When I first heard the initial songs, I can't really remember. I think I really liked the lyrics, and I liked the fact that Laurie was singing, but it sort of didn't make sense at first. And then, kind of like Laurie mentioned earlier, we started drawing the balloon or whatever, and that's kind of when the project formed. But no, I mean, I like the songs, of course, but we just needed to make sense of it all and put it in a context so it could be presented to the world, and this is what we've done.
Are the songs that you are releasing right now the same songs that Laurie wrote before the project started?
No, I don't think any of this new batch are all new songs. Like, we quite quickly established, like, a workflow, and getting those first few songs recorded together sort of started this waterfall of creativity. So beyond the songs we're releasing now, there's even more that is to come. And over the course of lockdown, like Jolien teaching me how to use software and recording us, like being able to make demos myself, we basically have tons of music. So it's just trying to get it out as quickly and efficiently as possible, because we just want to keep making stuff.
Your band is very genre fluid. Do you try to find a style that suits you the most, or do you like to experiment with different style of music?
I think like every song sounds different, really.
We're gonna make a thrash album. That's on the back burner. I think the lyric and the feel of what we're doing sort of translates the genre. So I like to think that we will make some different styles for sure. Obviously, at the moment, everything's quite synth based, and it's kind of because it's just the two of us, and we could just do it in a room. But maybe later we'll do something with more instruments. And yeah, we've got on the record that's coming out, a mixtape, we've got some strings on there, so we've got a bit of that going on. So I think, yeah, the genres will be explored, but the lyrics and the sort of songs are kind of the core of what we're doing.
So you said there will be a mixtape coming out very soon. Will be there all the singers on it that you already released?
So yeah, the mixtape will have No Wrong, No Right and 1111 guitar song on it, and some new songs. So they're the two that are going on the mixtape. So yeah, they'll be part of the batch.
From several Slaves interviews, we know that Laurie is very influenced by Blur, but what are your musical inspirations for Larry Pink's Human?
I think when it started, I really wanted to make music that would sort of make people sing along. So these big choruses, as like simple as that sounds. So I was listening to a lot of like David Bowie, Oasis, Blur, Kate Bush, like folkier stuff, like Bob Dylan, Elliot Smith. I was really interested in like the core of what like makes a song great. So every Larry Pink the Human song kind of can be stripped right back to just an acoustic guitar, and you like, apart from maybe one track on the mixtape. And that was the emphasis, like if we can make the songs really great from the start, like any additional production is just going to make it even better. So yeah, just like even things like Creedence Clearwater Revival, and listening to a lot of like stuff like U2, which obviously Jolien's worked on, just proper pop rock songwriting, just wanting to make people put their hands in the air and sing along.
Okay, you said that you wrote the songs and you can strip down every song for acoustic version. Right now you're two people, and very soon your first tour will start. Will it be an acoustic tour, or will be there other musicians join you to go on stage?
Yeah, so we're gonna basically have that's gonna be the fun thing about the band, is it could just be us with acoustic guitars or with a backing track, or we could have a full band or a drummer. It's going to be really functional, so we can always make sure that we can fit in and add instruments in as we go. The dream is to one day have like a big sort of Arcade Fire 10-piece band, but at the moment our budget doesn't stretch that far.
In the music video of 1111 guitar song, a woman played the drums. Will she be on tour with you?
Yeah, that's our friend, yeah. Yeah, that's Daisy. She won't necessarily be joining, but there might be another friend joining. That's a work in progress. But yeah, like Laurie said, there'll be room to have a drummer, and then the room also for us to just play on our own. For the minute, I think we're keeping it quite flexible, so we can just get about and come over to Germany on an EasyJet flight tomorrow without worrying about too much equipment, and equally playing the drummer and guitar player and stuff like that. But yeah, TBC.
For the song Wasted Days in Between, you had a feature with the Idol singer Joel Talbot. In my opinion, he really fitted in the song, but he's more known for much milder songs. How did you came up with Joel?
So he's someone I've been like a big fan of for a long time, and when I was thinking about who we could collaborate with, he was on the list. And I like this idea of people who are known for one thing showing a more well, showing a different, but in our cases, maybe a more intimate, tender side. So I just one day plucked up the courage and sent him the demo, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And he didn't show us what he was going to do, and he literally did two takes, and that was the first time we heard it. But it was amazing to hear that sort of, that side of him, which he doesn't show that often. Yeah, an unexpected sort of punk's gone pop thing.
Do you plan another features for the coming up mixtape?
No, not on the mixtape. I think this is just us putting a sort of our flag in the ground, show, or whatever you call it, stake in the ground, showing what we can do. So everything on this mixtape is just me and Jolien.
In a previous interview, Laurie claimed that he finds his inner child with the music. Did you lose your inner child before?
Yeah, I think like anything, when something becomes our job, no matter how much we love it, it's quite hard to stay grounded and connected to it. I'd been doing the same. It felt like I'd been doing going through the motions for a while, like repeating the same steps. And it was nice to get back to just making music for the sake of it, with no pressure and little expectation, and the sort of the enthusiasm and excitement of showing people something new, and the danger in like potentially failing, was definitely something that made me rediscover my inner child.
Did your two kids help you to find your inner child again?
I think so, because kids put everything into perspective. When you have children and, you know, other things in life, they make you realise that we really only have one shot at this. So if you're not enjoying yourself or doing exactly what you love, it would be such a shame to waste the time we do have. So it's something that I think more than anything, it was just a desire to try and do it, try and be the singer, try and write the songs myself, get my perspective across more on a page. And it was my chance to, it felt like the everything had lined up, and it was like, you either jump and go for it or stay doing the same thing. Which would have been fine as well, but I was ready for a new challenge.
So the songs are very emotional. Some songs are about love and self-doubts. You both are very successful musicians. Do you have much self-doubts?
Yeah, I think self-doubt's a really important tool to for everyone. Like, you have to... Like, without good, there can't be bad. So without confidence, without self-doubt, you can't really have confidence, I think. So for me personally, I bounce around between the two all the time. But maybe that's because I've got more of the frontman thing going on. Jolien seems quietly self-assured most of the time.
Yeah, for the most part. I think you're right, though. I think you have to have both. That's just the way it is. We're just 50-50. Doubt and, you know, confidence. I think anyone would be kidding themselves if they thought otherwise. But I think the lyrics speak to people. I think a lot of the fans and, you know, people we're talking to really kind of respond to the lyrics, which I think is great, and I'm glad about that. I think it translates lots of emotions. Sometimes there's other layers to the lyrics, which maybe after a few listens you get the gist of.
In the music video of Love You By, you featured people that told stories about bad situations and mental health problems that they have. How important is the topic mental health to you?
Yeah, it's really important, and it's something that is being discussed more and more, which is obviously very positive. I think what we're trying to do with the music and everything we're doing really is just to be quite open, and sort of it's quite an enjoyable process. What's that, Laurie?
Authentic, yeah, honest.
Yeah, be authentic, honest. And I think that goes hand in hand with sort of mental health discussion, in that if you're able to be honest with yourself and your friends and so on, then, you know, it makes life a bit better. And I hope that most people can take that as on board as much as possible. Obviously, for some people, it's harder than others because of their situation, etc. But I think we're trying to sort of have quite a universal approach with the lyrics and the songs.
Okay, now let's talk about football. You were featured on the last FIFA game, and I think Laurie is a Newcastle fan.
Crystal Palace.
No, Crystal Palace? Whoa.
I'm really sorry. Crystal Palace. Are you interested in football?
I am, yeah.
I pretend.
How big was it for you to be featured on FIFA 21?
I think beyond the football, it's just, it's like a how, it's like that's the kind of game that, I mean, like everyone I knew growing up played that game, and or at least one version of it. And I had like, I still remember the songs that were on FIFA 06 when I used to play it. So it was also a massive sign that we were going in the right, we are going in the right direction, because we wanted to make music that could be on soundtracks. And that was a massive point of like, here's a soundtrack and you're on it. So it felt great for so many different reasons. It really felt like, yeah, we're on to something here.
Many football lads have a huge problem with their masculinity, but right now I see some changes. For example, the creators of the football culture magazine, Proper Mag, criticize it and are writing about mental health issues for men. And there's an upcoming artist, Corbin Shaw, which is based in London. His work is basically around the football fan culture, and he did a scarf with the writing, "Talk more about your feelings" on it. Do you think the football-led culture is changing in the UK?
I don't see it changing very soon. Like, even when I play six-a-side football, you can see that people use it as a vehicle to sort of release their anger and frustrations, where I don't think it should be that. It should just be something you come together and have fun and enjoy together. Whereas because we, especially in this country, I think a lot of that footballing lad culture repress so much of their emotions because we're not brought up to talk about it, they in turn release it in a negative way at football matches or at, but you see it in the stands of like a football stadium. It's almost like church. It's like where these men are allowed to express their emotions. So there's something beautiful in that as well. But it's just getting that balance right. I think all men in the UK could be encouraged to open up more about their mental health.
With Slaves, you did make the song Chokehold. The message of the song is kind of, it is okay to have feelings as a man. Did you always felt that way?
I think I'm quite open and emotional anyway. Like, I wear my heart pretty much on my sleeve. But I think I've done a lot of work trying to understand myself better over the years. I've always felt quite fortunate that I'm able to share how I'm feeling, but then you also, there's the big part of understanding that we're not all the same, so sort of starting to become more understanding of other people is quite a big part of that journey as well. But yeah, I guess I've always been fortunate I can talk, but we're ever growing and evolving. Like, no one's got it completely solved.
I think also when you're an artist, any sort of artist, you're sort of naturally associated with lots of different people, be that female, male, gay, straight, everything in between. It's a generally a more sort of open book where that's kind of the way it is. So we're lucky in that respect, and that's our world. So although the question's important to us, we're not really stuck in a sort of male dominated life, like, you know, man, woman. It's quite fluid, I think, being an artist and working with artists. So for that, we're lucky.